Time for Minds Over Matter, the Bay Area's favorite radio quiz show with your moderator, Dana Rodriguez. And tonight with the Chronicle's Leah Garchek and Buck Garchek and author Jerry Nachman.
Gotta be this or that.
And here's your moderator, Dana Rodriguez.
Oh, I just got the headphones on. Okay, here we go. Welcome to Minds Over Matter. We hope you are having a lovely weekend. We hope you're not too hot. I certainly was in the East Bay. I don't know about... I'm sure Jerry was in San Francisco, too. Even up on the Twin Peaks area, I'm sure he was still too hot.
95.
Yeah. Oh, is it really that hot up there?
Well, it felt like it.
Oh, you're closer to the sun, I guess. And anyway, so welcome to Minds Over Matter. We are an audience participation quiz program, so of course we hope you can spare the hour to call and participate. It's very, very important to us. Just want to remind you of the number, and that we'll be giving you questions on current events, movies, history, literature, geography, television, radio, and just about everything else. So with a question or answer, that number is 415-841-4134. Again, that is 415-841-4134. And we do also have a toll-free number, which is 866-798-8255, 866-798-8255. I also want to mention to you that we will be at the public radio party for all the donors at who donated to KALW. I've told you this, Jerry, so don't look surprised.
What date?
Which is October 10th. And I'm mentioning it to you too, Leah. So, yes, so we'll be doing a shorter version of Minds Over Matter. So anybody who donated, please hope you'll be there, and we'd love to meet you. So that's October 10th. And, again, the number is 415-841-4134 or toll-free 866-798-8255. And I'm going to start with a round of introductions. But before I do, I want to remind you of our email address, which is mindsovermatter, one word, mindsovermatter, at yahoo.com. So that's mindsovermatter at yahoo.com. If you'd like to hear our show online, you can do that anywhere in the world, this world and perhaps another one, at kalw.org. That's kalw.org. And if you'd like to get a podcast of this show, it should be available reasonably soon after our show tonight at kalw.org. All that being said, I will now read the first intro, and that is, as always, for Jerry. Jerry Nachman has pulled ahead of Scott Walker in the Iowa polls for the GOP primaries. Pretty impressive, since Jerry is a Democrat who has never set foot in Iowa or Iowa.
Thank you, Dana. In praise of summer, Leah Garchek is hoping that there's time after the show to walk down the street with an ice cream cone. What flavor?
Oh, it depends. If I can get it with that chocolate encased on the top, then I would want vanilla with that chocolate. But otherwise, I could hop over to Mitchell's for a...
Banana ice cream.
No, pineapple coconut.
Right. Oh, that sounds good.
They have great banana ice cream there.
Our moderator, Dana Rodriguez, is taking bets on the next ethnic group to be insulted by Donald Trump.
Trump.
Did I say Trope?
Yeah,
you're insulting
Trump.
Eskimos or Albanians, perhaps. But isn't it Inuit?
I guess you would know better, aren't you? Didn't you once tell me you were part of Inuit?
Inuit or Albanians, perhaps. He wouldn't mess with those Albanians.
My mother sent away for, it was like $100 or something, and to the, swab inside and you send it away. And what she got back was so vague. I thought, what a ripoff. It said she's 30%, Southern European, 30% Northern European, and then something from East Asia, and then she's 2% Neanderthal. And I said, I knew it.
Well,
I knew we had that Neanderthal blood.
Aren't we all a bit Neanderthal?
Yeah, so it was too... I thought it would give
I see
more
a
specific.
Lot of those more than 2% Neanderthal on the road.
I'm a reformed Neanderthal.
It's hard to drive with your knuckles,
Yeah.
On that road. So anyway, but I was hoping for something more specific. But all right, all that being said, we will start with Jerry Nachman.
Okay, Olivia Newton-John.
This is your first Olivia Newton-John question, I think.
I think so, and yeah. Last probably. Yeah. Is the granddaughter of what well-known Nobel physicist?
Oh, I have heard this someplace.
Not hugely well-known, I should add, but I've heard of him.
I was almost going to say Frank Lloyd Wright, who's obviously not a physicist,
no.
but that was...
that was Ann Sheridan.
Ann Baxter. physicist. She's the granddaughter? No. I don't know that many physicists. It's not Richard Feynman, I imagine.
No. He's not American.
Is he Australian?
No.
He's English.
No.
Oh. Yeah, my list of physicists is pretty short. Okay, read it once more, would you, Jerry?
What? Excuse me. Olivia Newton-John is the granddaughter of what Nobel physicist?
Okay. And he's not, this person's not alive anymore.
No.
All right. And Leah, why don't you go ahead, too?
Okay. I must say that my questions tonight, most of them are from a book called 1,411 Interesting Facts to Knock You Sideways.
We'll see.
What international politician got a patent for vegetarian sausages in 1918?
Vegetarian sausages.
International politician?
Mm-hmm. You would know his name.
Got a what for a what?
Vegetarian.
A patent.
Vegetarian.
For vegetarian?
Sausages.
It's not Gandhi, is it?
No.
Well, good vegetarian.
It's a good guess, yeah. 1918? Oh, gee.
And this person was famous in 1918.
Can mm-hmm. we and later.
That? And later. Okay. Patent. Oh. Lloyd George.
No.
I don't know why. All right. Would you read that once more?
What international politician got a patent for vegetarian sausages in 1918?
All right. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, this is Roger in San Francisco.
Hi, Roger.
I have some Latin phrases. Let's see if you know them. I have five of them.
All
right. First one, per ardua ad astra. It's the motto of the Royal Air Force, actually.
Oh. Can you say that once more, please?
Per ardua ad astra. Ardua ad astra.
I took Latin for 2 years.
Ad astra must be to the stars.
To the stars, yeah.
For to work to get to the stars?
Yeah, that's
something?
Right. To work to the stars.
The way to the stars. Not, no.
Ad to the stars.
Okay.
Ardua ad astra.
All right.
Through hard work to the stars.
Oh, okay.
All right. Good
Next
job.
Next one. This is an easy one. De mortuis nil nisi bonum.
Oh, don't speak ill of the dead.
Very right.
Good.
Next one. Exceptio probat regulam.
Exceptio
probat regulam.
Can you tell us in what circumstance you would use something like this?
Common phrase.
Can you spell the first part, exceptio?
Exceptio.
Except, yeah.
Is it except, like except?
Exception, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, law doesn't
accept. Probat regulam.
Is regulam the plural of laws?
No.
Exception okay. to the rule. Exception
exactly,
to
exactly the proves of the rule.
Yeah.
Very good.
Okay.
Next one. Incipiat obsta finem respice. Incipiis obsta finem respice.
Respice.
Good advice.
Is it something to do with speaking?
With speaking?
In other words,
don't speak ill of the dead.
No, not don't speak ill of the dead, but don't
No.
Don't. Okay. No speaking unless you have something. Mm-hmm. All right.
Phenom.
Two more.
Say it once. Would you just say it once more for me?
Okay. Incipies. I-N-C-I-P-I-I-S. Incipies obsta. O-B-S-T-A. Phenem, F-I-N-E-M, respice, R-E-S-P-I-C-E.
No, I don't know.
Wait.
No, Leah's working on. All right, give us the one after that, and then she can work on that.
Next one. Homo sum humani nihil a me alienum est.
Once more.
Homo sum. Humani nihil a me alienum est. This is from Terence.
It's from what?
From Terence, the Latin poet.
Okay.
Homo sum humani nihil a me alienum est.
To err is human? No.
No.
No. I do not.
Is incipian obsta phenom respice? That's not. This is just a wild guess. Something like no one knows the future?
No, 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 but you're on the right track.
Which is a miracle. <that's>...
I'll give you one more.
All right.
Ehiu fugaces labuntur omni.
Once more.
Ehiu, A-E-H-E-U, ehiu fugaces. F-U-G-A-C-E-S, labuntur, L-A-B-U-N-T-O-R, anni, A-N-N-I.
Well, that's year.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's years.
Years.
Fugaces.
We're only working like a word here and a word
there. Does fugaces have something to do with fire?
No.
That's okay. What I thought, too, yeah.
No, it's from, it's more like fugitive, fugaces.
Oh. Is this about something like, about time flying?
You're close. You are right. Ehu, alas, the years go gliding by.
Ah, that's just what I meant.
All right, fill in the gaps for us, please.
Okay. Incipius obsta finem respice, good advice. Resist beginnings, foresee the end.
Don't know that.
Okay.
And the homo sum humani nihil a me alienum est, I am a man, and nothing human is alien to me.
Ooh. Okay.
All right.
Those are good.
Very good.
Thank you so much.
Get us some more.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Here from Union City.
Hello.
I know that will be a Newton-John question.
Okay.
Is it Niels Bohr?
Who?
Niels Bohr.
Niels Bohr.
No, you're close.
Oh.
No, it was Niels somebody. That's what I thought.
No, not Niels, no. The name is familiar.
Not Niels Bohr.
Similar, then. But that's not quite right.
Niels
Bohr.
Who?
Niels Bohr.
It's Niels Bohr, but it's not Niels Bohr. That's what Jerry's
saying.
Not
Niels Bohr. It's not Bohr.
Yeah.
But similar name.
I know. I think I know who you're talking about now.
I got a couple of questions.
Yes.
The first one, I'm not sure, Liam, I know the answer to this question. Who was the first female that got a posthumous number one single?
Posthumous number one single?
Yeah.
What decade was it in, dear?
Early 70s.
Oh.
Karen Carpenter?
No.
That's a good guess.
Good guess, yeah.
Early 70s. Posthumous. Did this person die of a drug overdose?
Yes.
Oh, Edith Piaf?
No.
Janis Joplin?
Yes.
Okay.
Stephen Bobby McGee.
All right. Okay.
Here's my second question. What two projects featuring John Wayne as General William Tenenbaum Sherman were directed by John Ford? The first one's kind of tough.
Say it again, Gareth.
What
you
two
say
projects
it.
Featuring John Wayne as General William Sherman were directed by John Ford? The first one's kind of tough.
Oh, where John Wayne played General Sherman?
Twice, yeah.
Once is How the West Was Won.
Yeah, that was the first one. The second one's kind of tough.
Oh, boy. What decade was the second one in?
It came a little shortly before How the West Was Won. I mean, a couple of years.
Really? Okay. Well, Hmm. Not the horse soldiers?
No. Nope. I'll give you a clue with the television series.
Oh, he played. Oh, I bet it was like Gunsmoke or something, huh?
No, but they're but close. It was on another network. It featured a good friend of his, unfortunately, with their last time they were worked together.
Oh, don't know. I'm sorry.
It was an episode of Wagon Train. It was a Colt McCraven story.
All right. Okay.
And it was the very last. It featured Quinn in the cameo. And it featured the very last appearance of Ward Bond as Major Seth Adams.
Oh, all right.
Yeah.
Thanks, Gareth.
Yeah.
Bye bye. Okay. Let me give you. Marshex, which is a advertising firm that monitors it. Well, it's not advertising exactly, but what it does is it sort of sets up customer service calls, in other words, and it monitors them for quality control and things like that. Anyway, it out of 600,000 calls, and this is across the United States, what two states, residents, curse the most on a customer service call? What two states' residents, out of 600,000 calls across the United States, tend to curse the most on a customer service call?
Is this per capita in the state?
Yeah.
New York, of course.
No, not New York. Oh.
New Jersey.
Yes, that's one of them. Not surprisingly.
Chris Christie.
Yeah, okay. But New Jersey's a poor second, actually, to another state. So what is the number one state where the customers curse the most on customer service calls?
Nevada.
No, not Nevada. I'll give you another guess.
I was just be guessing.
Pennsylvania.
No, not Pennsylvania. All right. And what are the two least likely states to have the customers curse on a customer service call? What are the two
Utah.
You would think Utah, but it's not Utah. Though one of these states, there are probably a lot of Mormons in it, so maybe that factors into it a little bit. But no. So, what are the two states that are least likely to curse on a customer service call, as a customer, and what is the number one state for cursing on a customer service call?
California.
Not California. No. Okay. What major U.S. city has the highest percentage of single adults in the U.S.?
Washington, D.C.
No, not Washington. What major U.S. city has the highest percentage of single adults?
Los Angeles.
No.
Anchorage.
Well, that's I could see the logic there. But no, not Anchorage. It's in the lower 48. So what major U.S. city has the highest percentage of single adults in the U.S.? Okay. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi.
Hi.
This is Laurie, the gadfly in the Outer Richmond. Laurie Moore, not the author.
Right.
Okay. Hi, Laurie.
How are you doing?
Good.
Okay. So I get nervous, so I'm going to try to go slowly.
Okay.
First of all, I've never been to Latin America, so I don't speak Latin, so I could never have answered those. Second, I believe it's Niels Bohr. I know he's not the right answer, but I believe it's Bormann.
Well, that's not the answer I have, no.
No. I don't think that's the answer, but it's the whatever name the person was trying to.
No, it is Niels Bohr. It's B-O-H.
It okay, well, good. I've learned
it's
something.
It's not
B-O-H-R.
It's,
okay.
But that's
not
how you
the
spell
answer.
It. No, I know, but that's how you spell it.
B-O-H-R, right. Yeah.
Okay. So now. I have my question, which is complex, I will say slowly. It regards two famous director/actors. Okay, and the reason I'm asking this question is because of Mr. Trump's delightful treatment of women. So, can you name two famous directors to whom the stars and audiences flock, who, if one of them's wife said the immortal Chinatown lines, she's my sister and my husband's daughter, and the other one had an outstanding charge with a minor, who would that be?
Polanski.
Yeah, he's one of them. Who's the other one?
The outstanding charge with a minor. That's Polanski. Yeah, right.
Yeah, and the other one, you'd have to read the entire civil thing, but... Okay, so I'm going to go slowly. Okay, so this guy, who we all allegedly revere, okay, so his current wife could say that the subject of a civil suit in which the judge carefully evaluated and found this director very likely...
Woody Allen.
Yeah, naughty thing. That's right. She's my sister. Wait. Yeah, she's my sister and his daughter.
Right.
Thanks.
Right.
Okay.
Thank you, Laurie. And you're listening to Minds Over Matter. We're here every Sunday at 7 p.m. Hope you're enjoying the show. Our panel tonight is well-known Bay Area author Jerry Nachman from the San Francisco Chronicle, columnist Leah Garchik. I'm your moderator, Dana Rodriguez, and you're listening to us on 91.7 FM. That's KALW, your local public radio station. And the number to join us is area code 415-841-4134 or toll-free 866-798-8255. Let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter. Hello.
Hi, it's Andrew in Oakland.
Hi, Andrew.
Hi. Let's get physical with Max Born.
Max Born is correct.
Okay.
Olivia Newton-John's grandfather.
Good job. Okay.
All right. And I have a question. What is a backronym?
Say it. Can you spell it for us?
B-A-C-K-R-O-N-Y-M, a backronym. It's not in my printed collegiate dictionary, but it is in all the online dictionaries.
So is it a part of speech?
Yes. I mean, yes.
Okay. Backronym.
Back. It's a word that sounds like a camel.
No,
isn't back, there's a root, isn't BAC, I think, has some kind of root in the species of a camel.
No, it's sort of a clever thing, and it comes from near homonym.
Is it, okay.
In other words, it's directly related to acronym.
Oh.
But is there any reason for it to be BACK? Okay.
Is it backwards letters?
No, but...
Like the FBI would be the IFB?
No.
Backwards.
No, IBF. Sorry.
Is it anything to do with the rearrangement of letters?
It's not... No, it's not the rearrangement of the letters.
Like a Pig Latin or something?
No.
Okay.
It's really almost literal. I mean, once you hear it, you'll see it's very straightforward.
Okay.
It's what people complain to their doctors about?
No.
Hmm.
It's very much like an acronym, or it essentially is an acronym, but it's something about it is reversed.
Oh. How could you change an acronym by reversing it?
Well, I tried to say it backwards.
No to go. No, I'm afraid we don't know.
Okay. It's a reverse-engineered backronym. In other words, instead of starting out with your organization and having it be a word, you start out with the word that you want.
Oh, yes. I see.
Oh, I see. Okay.
And then you create the name of the organization.
Yes. A lot of people, a lot of groups do that. Yeah,
that's interesting. Okay.
Okay.
That's good.
Thank you very much.
That's good.
And Jerry, it's your turn.
Okay. What stars left these unusual imprints in the forecourt of Grauman's Chinese Theater? You need to get 6 of 9 for a bill because some of them are not too difficult.
Oh.
Okay.
All right.
Eyeglasses.
Harold Lloyd.
Harold Lloyd, okay. Braids.
Patty McCormick.
No.
Yeah, that's good.
That's good.
Yeah. braids? Who wore braids?
Well, I'll go through them all.
Tonto.
No. Wheels.
Jay Silver Heels.
Jay Silver Heels.
Braids. Wheels. Fist. Cigars. There are two answers to that. Hooves. There are three answers to that.
Trigger.
Trigger is one.
Roy Rogers and Trigger.
Trigger is one, yes. Eyeglasses, braids,
cigars,
wheels.
Cigars, W.C. Fields? Cigars,
no.
W.C.
Well, Groucho Marx, maybe.
Groucho Marx is one, of course. Okay. No, Fields didn't smoke cigars.
Mm.
Yeah, on film, anyway.
Any more? Is that it?
Well, this you got eyeglasses, braids, wheels, fist, cigars. We want one and two of the three hooves.
All right. I'm going to piggyback on that just for a minute because it made me think of this. Who wrote Dear Sid, they're always to Sid Grauman, may you never die until I kill you?
Sounds like Groucho.
So I'll just leave it out there.
Okay.
So we said hooves were Trigger. What was Gene Autry's horse name?
That's one of them.
Champion.
Champion.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so one more hoof.
Good job.
Hoof.
Tom Mix and Tony.
That's correct.
Okay.
Okay, so we're still looking for braids, wheels, fist, and one cigar.
Peggy Wood for braids?
No.
Wow. That name was pulled out of someplace.
She's
Peggy
had
Wood.
Great braids.
Yeah?
Yeah. I guess. I don't know.
That's a name I haven't heard in a long time.
This is a contemporary person.
Oh.
Oh, Stevie Wonder.
No.
Oh.
He has braids.
He has braids. Yeah.
Yeah, he does, but it's not him.
Is it a woman? Can
yes.
we ask that?
Ursula. Oh, it's the 10, the perfect 10.
Bo Derek.
No.
Oh.
Wouldn't that make sense?
Pippi Longstocking.
No.
No.
I didn't know this person was famous for her braids, but I guess so.
Yeah. There aren't too many people famous for the braids. I don't know.
I think there may be her, an older image of her.
All right. Give the ones that haven't been answered, Jerry.
Braids. Wheels, fist, and one of the cigars.
A fist. Okay.
Fist is Jack Dempsey.
No. That's a good one. No.
Was the fist an actor?
Yes.
Tough guy.
John Garfield.
No.
Didn't he? He was in a boxing movie, wasn't
yeah,
he?
Yeah, yeah.
That's good. No.
John Garfield, yeah. Victor McLaughlin.
No.
All right. Leave it out. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Oh, you see, so I had a couple of answers. One, of course, Max Born, 1954, physics, Nobel
mm-hmm.
Prize.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Okay. The second one is Konrad Adenauer. And actually, was a very good man who invented the vegetarian sausage.
Yes.
Conrad Adenauer, really?
Yeah, he was a very good politician.
He invented, really?
Sir Alter.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow.
Very
yeah,
good. Very
proud
good.
Of him. Uh-huh. Yeah, you can see that right idea. Next couple of questions. In 1935, Einstein called this woman the most creative mathematical genius, American woman. She actually died in 1935. Do you know her name? If you don't, we'll leave that to the audience. Because I like to...
She died in it.
That's a good one, yeah.
Yeah, I like to bring, dead people to life. She was like... Einstein did a very good thing, but sort of his theory was based on other people, including hers, including other, like Lawrence, and not Lawrence Berkeley, Lawrence with a Z.
So, I'm sorry, this woman died in 1935.
Right.
And Madame Einstein. Curie.
Huh? No.
Madame Curie,
she was
no.
a mathematician.
Yeah.
Madame Curie was actually, say, physicist or chemist.
Okay.
So this was a mathematician.
Oh, okay. Mathematician.
Mathematician.
Oh.
But she was principally famous for being a mathematician.
Math, yeah. She was a genius in mathematics. Okay. There were actually a lot
not
of
Einstein's wife. Not
no,
the
no,
Einstein's
no.
wife.
No. She did help him, but no.
Yeah, she did help
American
him.
Woman.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
American-born woman. Yeah, there were six very great American mathematician women over the centuries, in the last couple of hundred years.
Can't think of any.
Okay, so my other question is, if you have a black hole, our sun is over a million mile wide. Black hole can be small, like, a couple of solar masses. Some of them can be millions of solar masses. Some of them can be billions of solar masses. How big is a black hole? Any black hole. How big?
I don't know.
How big?
You'll be
very.
I don't know. 500,000 miles.
a black hole is a point. When you're talking about the event horizon, that's just a region around the black hole where light cannot escape.
Oh.
Once you go beyond that event horizon, light cannot escape. But the black hole, no matter how small or big, the smallest one probably about, you know, 5-6 times as big as the sun.
Okay.
But a big one could be billions of times as big as the sun, especially the one inside.
Well, Max Born would know that. Yeah.
Yeah, but the whole point, just a point. But what happened to this matter? What happened? Nobody have an idea. We don't have an idea.
What I know, we don't know. That's a big question. Yeah.
So it really is. One last question, very quick. Which science, which major science named after ancient Egypt name?
Which modern...
which modern science? You know, physics, chemistry, biology, geology. So which one of them?
Egyptology.
Egyptology. Great, yeah. And Berkeley have one of the best departments. No, there's another science named... You see, Egyptian...
Archaeology?
No. Egyptians don't know that. Nobody called Egypt because of the Greeks. Nobody called Masr because of the Arabs. Actually, Egyptians have their own name.
Is it physics?
No, not physics. Physics means nature in Latin. I will tell you the answer because a lot of other people to call. It's chemistry. The ancient name of Egypt was Kemet. K-E-M-T.
Okay.
There's a beautiful, beautiful magazine, by the way, you can buy it in some bookstores. Cal have it in the Egyptologic department. One of the best in the whole world. Egyptology class, they have beautiful poems. Read some of the love poems Egyptians wrote to each other. Beautiful. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Bye-bye. And Leah, it is your turn.
Okay. Dana, I'm going to recuse you from this for a little while.
All right.
What's the only country in Africa or the Middle East that does not have a desert?
Oh. You mean,
No idea.
You don't want two countries, you want?
One.
Just one country. Okay. Africa or the Middle East?
I'll recuse myself and open it up for Dana. No, I don't know.
So you're saying there's only one country? I mean, there's...
One.
Only one country in both Africa and the Middle East that does not have a desert.
Right.
Of any size.
Right.
Okay. All right. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter. Hi, you there, caller? Hello?
Taking out the garbage.
Yeah. Come back to the phone. Sorry about that. Next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, it's Peter England Park.
Hi, Peter.
For the braids, could it be Judy Garland?
No.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, right. She did wear braids in...
But she wasn't known for her braids.
That's true.
Yeah.
All right, I have a question.
Okay.
I've got the names of several mountains. I want you to tell me the cultural significance.
Of the name?
Of the name, yeah.
Oh.
Mount Ararat.
You mean what it means, what the name means?
Why do you know the name?
Because
Noah.
Noah's Ark was
went aground there.
Yeah.
Yes, very good, okay. Mount McKinley.
Because
it was just renamed.
Just renamed after Denali.
Denali.
Yes. Mount Suribachi.
That's the tallest. Wait a minute. No.
Didn't they make a movie with Clark Gable or something?
Mount Suribachi.
Kilimanjaro.
That's the tallest. No, that's Fuji.
That's where the flag was raised. The American flag.
Oh, that's on Iwo Jima.
Yes,
that's it.
Mount Suribachi.
Right.
Yeah.
Good job. Good job.
And Mount Monadnock.
Oh. Well, that's what they named the Monadnock building after. down Market Street.
It has more fame than that.
Monadnock. Isn't that like in the Northeast? That's an Indian tribe or something, isn't it?
No, it's in Southern New Hampshire.
Oh, okay.
Bernie Sanders has a vacation home there.
Monadnock. I don't know. We don't know.
It's the most climbed mountain in the world, or sometimes Fuji has that claim, but it certainly has a claim to that.
That would have been a good question, the most climbed mountain in the world.
And also, it's a lone mountain. There are no other mountains around it, and it's become a scientific name. A Monadnock is a mountain that has no other mountains around, a lone mountain.
Oh, interesting.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. And you're listening to Minds Over Matter. Hope you're enjoying the show. Feel free to join us. The number is area code 415-841-4134, or we have a toll-free number, 866-798-8255, with a question or answer. Okay, let me give you something here. This is food slang, British food slang. You may be familiar with a couple of these. So I will just, there are six of them, I'll just give them all to you, and I'll give you each one, okay? British food slang, number one, afters, as in after the ball, A-F-T-E-R-S. Number two, BAP, B-A-P, BAP. Number three, chipolata, if I'm pronouncing it, I think I am pronouncing it correctly, C-H-I-P-O-L-A-T-A, chipolata. Number four, elevenses, as in the number 11, in the plural number 11, elevenses. Number five, marrow, as in bone marrow, M-A-R-R-O-W. And number six, spotted dick, which is not an STD.
That's the only one I've heard of.
So just tell me what these are, okay? Yes, Leah.
A few?
I'll give you one for now. You can add on later.
Well, a marrow is a squash.
A marrow is any vegetable when you get right down to it. Well, according to my reference, it's the vegetable in the meal is the marrow.
It's a kind of squash, I believe.
Okay. Well, I think it means more than one kind of vegetable, but anyway. All right. Good job.
Somebody British listening, call in and
is afters refer to a mince, after dinner mince?
You're a little bit right, but not right.
Some
enough.
Kind of candy? No, okay. okay.
Not exactly.
Okay.
No.
So can I have another guess?
Okay.
Would it be like a drink after a...
No, not a drink.
Okay.
Spotted dick is a dessert.
Right. What? Can you describe it?
It's a custard of some kind, isn't it?
I think it's a they call it a pudding, actually.
Pudding.
Yeah, it's
really, they call everything
a pudding. It's a conglomeration really nasty of things like that you throw in something like a trifle, I think.
It's not so much sweet. It's kind of sweet, but it's not exactly sweet. It's a suet pudding that has raisins on it.
Yuck. I think I know BAP also.
Okay, we'll leave that out for now. So, yeah, we still have afters. This is British food slang, afters. BAP, chipolata, and elevens. Okay? And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, yeah, this is David in Oakland.
Hi.
Hi, I've got a few guesses. Afters, doesn't it just generally mean dessert?
It does, just in a general sense. Yeah. It means dessert, yeah.
Right. So what?
It just generally means dessert.
Oh, well, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then for the Grauman's Chinese question.
Right.
Fist, is that Sylvester Stallone?
Who?
Sylvester Stallone.
No, that's a good guess. No.
Not. Okay. And for cigars, is George Burns the other one of the congratulations?
George Burns, correct.
Oh, okay.
Very good.
All right.
Okay.
The other cigar, yeah.
All right. And then I have a question for you.
Mm-hmm.
I have some people who share the same name.
Okay.
What I'll do is give you the two things they're known, that is to say the thing that each one is known for.
Oh, I see.
What the common name is.
All right, that's good. Good question. Good kind of question.
Okay, so here's one for the local sports fan, San Francisco Giants and the San Francisco 49er.
What are we looking for?
So these two people have the same name, but they're in different areas of life. And
same last name?
Same first and last name?
First and last name.
First and last name.
He's a former Giant.
Oh, Roger Craig?
Roger Craig, right.
Very
good.
Job. Very
good.
Job. Leah, very good. Okay.
Okay, here's one for Dana. The director of an Oscar-winning movie, best picture film, and a Hall of Fame football coach.
Huh.
Director.
Hall of Fame football coach. When was the movie? What decade was the movie?
The 1990s.
Oh.
This person did not win Best Director, but was the director of a film that won Best Picture.
Hall of Fame football coach.
Oh. I'll give you a clue. A local Hall of Fame football coach.
Oh. Bill Walsh?
No.
Local Hall of Fame football coach.
Yes.
Oh, there aren't too many of those.
To the other side of the bay.
So the East Bay, so the Raiders.
Yeah.
Oh, John Madden, of course.
John Madden.
Oh, course, yeah, right. Yeah. Shakespeare in Love.
John Madden.
There you go.
Right.
There you go.
Okay. And then a contemporary actress and a very famous wife.
Wife?
Yes, wife. Okay. Her husband, really only known for being married to her very famous husband.
A contemporary actress.
Right.
I don't quite
Jennifer Garner. No.
I don't quite get that question, caller.
So a famous, somebody who is famous, but mostly for...
A current actress and also the wife of a very famous person. If you'd like, would you like a clue as to the person?
Yes, yes.
A very famous writer.
Oh. Contemporary?
No.
Wife, Zelda, famous writer.
Yeah, that's the first one.
Zelda Fitzgerald. Yeah.
Top of your list.
Oh, Claire Bloom.
No.
Claire. Oh, Claire.
Isn't there an actress named Claire?
Is it Claire Luce. Claire Luce.
Claire Luce.
No.
Start at the top of your list of very famous writers.
Hemingway. No.
The very top of your list.
Oh, God. I'd have to think through a lot of different writers. Oh, you better fill it in for us. Go ahead.
Okay. Anne Hathaway?
Oh, yes.
All right.
Very good.
Oh, yes.
Very
yes.
good.
That's
very
perfectly,
good.
Yeah, that's a totally legitimate question.
All right.
Thank
there you. Hello. Have a good night.
Bye-bye. And let's repeat any questions that haven't been answered yet. Jerry, what do you have?
Well, I need some imprints for the Grauman Shiny Theater. I'm looking for Braids, Wheels, and Fist.
Okay.
And I think that's all, yeah.
All right, Leah.
What's the only country in Africa or the Middle East that doesn't have a desert?
In both Africa and the Middle East. Okay, fine. And what is the state, according to a survey of 600,000 customer service calls, what is the state in the U.S. that is most likely... to curse on a whose residents are most likely to curse on a customer service call? There were two originally, and Leah got New Jersey, but the number one state we're still looking for. And what are the two states that are least likely to curse on a customer service call? And what major U.S. city has the highest percentage of single adults? What major U.S. city has the highest percentage of single adults? And I give you some British food slang. The ones we have left are BAP, B-A-P, Chipolata, and Elevenses, as in the number 11. And that's it. So, okay.
I'll tell you what, I'll trade you. You can guess on the desert if you give me another guess on the foodstuffs. How's that for a deal? The offer's on the table. Take it or leave it.
I'm leaving it.
Deal. You leave it? Okay.
Isn't that a good deal?
No, because I have way more countries that I would have to run through in my head that were could possibly be it.
Oh, give
you,
her,
and
give
you
her,
only have three
crack.
Of the so your odds are much better of getting the right answer.
And I say give her when we get to the bottom line, so what?
In the great scheme of things, what does it matter?
So what?
All right, I'll give you one more guess.
Give her a little lady a crack.
Is BAP a kind of porridge or breakfast cereal? Breakfast
no.
thing?
Mm-mm.
No, see?
I don't know.
See?
And you've squandered.
Okay,
that.
what's the country that doesn't have a desert?
So you're lumping in Africa and the Middle East.
That's right.
And it cannot have a desert. Boy. Yeah. No desert. I have to think about it.
Just
I have to reserve
up.
That.
Yeah, that's too hard.
Yeah, it is hard. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, this is Josh from Corvallis, Oregon.
Hi, Josh.
Hi. Is the country the Gambia?
No. Mm-mm.
Okay, a few little countries around there that I doubt have deserts.
Thank you for eliminating that country, though. And now I can concentrate on the other 90.
Is a bat the kind of roll?
It is. That's exactly right. It's a small roll.
Yeah.
Very good.
Okay. And I have a question. They have come up before. It has to do with presidents,
mm-hmm.
and specifically the current presidential situation. Let me know if you already have it. If Hillary Clinton or another Democrat is elected and succeeds Barack Obama and actually becomes president, inaugurated, it'll be something, an event that hasn't happened in a while, which is one Democrat, elected Democrat, succeeding another elected Democrat. So
that could mean.
So you're discounting a Democrat who would succeed through the death of the predecessor.
Right, right. Yeah, LBJ. Yeah, doesn't count. Truman.
Right.
Doesn't count.
Right.
And for that matter, Al Gore doesn't count because he might have been elected, but he wasn't inaugurated.
He was.
So
really
the last time, and one Democrat succeeded another one by election.
Right.
And actually became president.
Okay. That's an interesting question. It probably has come up, but so much stuff has come up that I can't remember it all.
Yeah.
Okay, let's see now. Was it in the 19th century?
Yes. That's all I'll say.
Then how about James Buchanan succeeding Franklin Pierce?
Yes. Wow, excellent.
Okay.
1857, before the Civil War.
Right.
So that's something that hasn't happened well. Can I ask one more quick one?
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, it's about Downton Abbey. In the introductory credit sequence with the music in the background, that thing. Who is the first named character that can be identified?
Oh, I must admit I did not watch Downton Abbey. Maybe Leah did.
I watched it.
Okay.
There are words to the music?
No. I'm saying they show...
Who was first in the credits?
Yeah. And during the initial beginning of the show, where they run credits, but they also show some people and other things walking around on the estate.
Oh, pictures of them? You mean?
What?
You mean images of them?
Yeah. Yeah, and one of the images can be... What is the first image that can be identified as one of the characters in the show?
Well, how about Maggie Smith's character?
No.
No.
Okay.
No.
I don't know.
It's a guy, isn't it?
I'm not sure.
I mean, a chap. You're not sure?
No.
You know who it is, but you're not sure whether it's a guy. Is there a tranny person who's on the show?
No, it's not a tranny person.
I don't understand. How could you know who it is and not know whether it was a guy or a...
Well, should I say or...
Yeah, go ahead and say.
It's a dog. Isis the dog.
Oh, all right. See, he didn't know what the dog was.
He died late last season.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Good.
It's only an actor, though. Don't worry about it.
He's
still frolicking around. I understand he has a reality show of his own coming up.
I'm happy to hear that.
Thank you very much.
Okay.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Jerry, I think it's your turn.
Okay, I have a four-part, I think it's four parts, of punctuation questions, which right up Leah's alley. What is the only Best Picture Oscar winner whose name ends with an exclamation point? Mark.
Oliver.
Oliver is correct. What punctuation mark begins
at... I was going to say Schindler's List.
What?
Schindler's List. Yeah, there you go.
What punctuation mark begins as a ligature of E and T?
A ligature? What's a ligature?
Well, it's a kind of a combination, kind of a blend. I think.
Of E and T?
Yeah.
It's a Best Picture? Is that what you said?
No, it has nothing to do with that picture. This is a punctuation mark.
Oh.
What?
I don't
understand.
These are all punctuation marks.
Start again, Jerry. Start the question again.
What's the only Best Picture?
No.
What punctuation mark, if you weren't giggling, you would get this, began as a ligature of E and T?
E and T...
Okay, I'll give you a couple more.
E.T.?
What new character...
It's not a movie, Leah.
Can I ask this question?
Schindler's List.
What new character was added to the Morse code in 2004? And finally what American's son said. My father's name is synonymous with asterisk, with an asterisk.
Oh. Pete Rose? Pete Rose's son?
No.
Lance Armstrong's son?
Yeah, right.
No.
Is it an athlete's son?
Yes.
Oh.
Laurie would nail this, but...
An asterisk?
Oh.
Oh, is it the Yankees, is it a Yankees player in the, like, the Game 7 of the World Series?
No.
Not Game 7.
Yankees player is correct, though.
Yeah.
Leah should get this.
I can't.
What did he do?
I'm terrible at this.
It has nothing to do with the
rules. Oh, A-Rod?
No.
It's a classic play. It's like he, something.
No, it has nothing to do with a play.
Okay. Oh, all right. Then I don't know.
It has to do with his career.
Oh.
Okay, let me go through these again because there's a lot of interruptions. What punctuation mark began as a ligature of E and T? Also, what new character was added to the Morse code in 2004?
An at.
Punctuation character, I should say.
An at. The at.
At is correct, yes. Okay.
Oh, okay, good.
And what American son said, my father's name is synonymous with an asterisk?
And it's an famous athlete.
Yeah.
Can you tell us how long ago the famous athlete played?
40 years ago, maybe 50.
Oh. Okay.
Oh, it's not the pitcher who was known for the spitball.
No.
40 and 50 years ago.
This is pretty obvious in baseball lore, but...
All right.
He's just mad because we were joking.
He gets upset because he can't read. Okay.
I thought a ligature was when you hurt your leg or something.
Yeah. Running to see.
Okay, well, you're doing very badly.
Okay, and let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi there. This is James from the Mission.
Hi, James.
So, the fifth.
Yes.
The question, I guess, was the Groundlings Chinese Theater thing. Would that be Bruce Lee?
No.
Oh, good guess.
That would be very good. That's
better. A good guess.
That's actually better than the actual answer.
Fists of Fury, yeah.
And also Muhammad Stallone Ali. Is better than the actual answer.
I actually also had George Burns, but I was also thinking of Milton Berle, too.
Groucho and Burns, yeah.
Mm-hmm. There's your spot. Yeah.
All right, thanks a lot.
That's it? Okay, thank you. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, how you doing?
Good, thank you.
Billy from Bernal.
Hi.
The Braids.
Yes.
Julie Andrews?
No.
Oh.
Sound of Music.
No, that's not right.
No, she didn't wear braids.
How about Anthony Quinn for a fist?
No.
Requiem for a heavyweight.
Yeah, would make sense. No.
The Single Adults? San Francisco?
Not San Francisco.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm doing great here. What was, during Franklin Delano Roosevelt's term, they built public housing? What was the first public housing project in San Francisco?
Is it still there today?
Yes.
Okay. Is it still public housing?
Yes.
Oh, all right.
On Turk Street?
Nope.
Oh. I think John King wrote about this a while ago.
What part of the city was it in?
Well, where am I from?
Oh, Bernal Heights, huh?
Right.
What's in Bernal Heights? Public housing.
Actually, there's two.
Yeah.
Oh, was it the housing that's kind of farther along Alameda than where the farmer's market is?
No, not that one.
Huh.
The other one.
And the other one is the other side of the east of the freeway, right?
Actually, it's above it.
Yeah.
It's the one way up on the top of the hill, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
But I don't know what it's called.
It's called Holly Park.
Oh.
Oh. Okay.
That's all I got.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Was the Braids Sashy and Little Feather?
No.
Braids. Was this person known for wearing braids, Jerry?
Well, I think earlier in her career she was, because I don't think of her that way now.
Patty Duke?
Nope.
Jane Withers?
Nope. Comic actress.
Zazu Pitts?
No, not that. She's a contemporary.
It's a contemporary actress?
Yeah, I said that a long time ago.
Oh. Huh. Okay. And
Betty Hutton. No, she's not contemporary.
Contemporary, but no more brains. All right, and let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
If I get it, Bill, I'm very lucky. This is Thomas in Berkeley.
Hi.
Do they curse the monks in Texas?
Not in Texas.
Is that E and T thing, did that turn out to be the ampersand?
It did.
Oh, good job.
Very good, Thomas.
got one. How about single adults in Seattle?
Not Seattle.
Okay. This is all reaching. Fist, Kirk Douglas?
No.
Wheels, Burt Reynolds?
No.
And what about those braids? Is that that Little Miss Sunshine girl?
That's a good kid.
Amber Breslin?
Yeah. Not Amber Breslin.
Well,
Amber.
I got one bell. I wasn't expecting.
Yeah, that's good. Abigail Breslin.
Abigail Breslin, thank you.
No, it's not her.
Okay. Thank you, Thomas.
Older than her.
And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, this is Lynn from Reno, Nevada calling.
Hi, Lynn.
Haven't heard from you for a while.
Oh, I've been listening.
Good. Thank you.
Is the city with the most single people Washington, D.C.?
It is not.
That was my guess.
Oh, I thought it was because it has all those colleges there with all those kids, you know?
It's true.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Lynn.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hey, guys, it's Alec in San Francisco.
Hi.
I got scooped on ampersand, and I know what ligature means.
You're smart.
When two things are tied together.
That's right, like the AE and encyclopedia,
Exactly. All right, so the rest are just totally random guesses. For the wheels at Grauman's, R2-D2.
Correct. Oh. Excellent. Okay. Very good.
All right, that makes it worth it.
Good job. You got two,
Did we get the least likely to curse states?
No.
Idaho?
No, but you're very close.
They're potty mouth in Idaho.
Mormons, and I went for that.
It's a state that borders Idaho.
Montana?
No, wrong way.
Washington?
Yes, Washington.
Thanks for leading it.
All right.
Let's see, single people, would that be Boston?
Not Boston.
Okay, and last, just a Hail Mary guess, only country in Africa, et cetera, Swaziland?
No.
Oh. Mm-hmm. All right, thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay. How about Rwanda?
No.
Okay. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hello.
Hi, you're on.
Okay, this is Marcy in Oakland.
Hi.
My father's name is synonymous with an asterisk, Roger Maris.
Roger Maris.
With an asterisk, correct.
Good
yes,
job.
I
That's
knew
what
it.
I was thinking.
Very good.
Okay, and this is a guess.
You want to explain why?
Something about the race for the most home runs. I mean, I know because of the movie that was made, which is
61. Yeah, well, he passed Babe Ruth, but he played more games.
Oh, okay.
So that's why the
that's
asterisk is there. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Okay. And the single adult, isn't that San Francisco?
No.
No. How about New Orleans?
Nope.
All right, that's it. I'm just happy about Roger Maris.
All right, thank you very much.
Okay, bye.
Okay, time to clean up here. Jerry, what do we got?
All right, well, I have the imprints. Braids is Whoopi Goldberg.
Oh, okay.
And the fist is John Wayne.
All right.
And that is it.
Leah.
The only country in Africa or the Middle East is Lebanon.
See, I got it.
Yeah, but that was after the game was over.
Not really. Is that it for you, Leah?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's it.
And the state whose residents curse the most on customer service calls, that is Ohio.
Oh.
The least likely, Washington and Arizona. What major U.S. city has the highest percentage of single adults? That's Detroit. Detroit, Michigan. And the British food slang, you want to guess on chipolata, Leah? Chipolata? No? Chipolata is a small sausage. Elevenses is a mid-morning snack, and that was it. Okay, anyway, if we did not get to your call, we do apologize. Please remember that Minds Over Matter is here every Sunday at 7 p.m. Our panel tonight was well-known Bay Area author Jerry Nachman from the San Francisco Chronicle, Leah Garchik. I, being your moderator, Dana Rodriguez. Our thanks to David Lotteleep and Steve Wilcott for handing the board and phones. And above all, our thanks to you for taking the time to tune in and call in. We look forward to you joining us again next Sunday at 7. Take care. Bye-bye.
You ain't got, you get. If it ain't gross, it's net. It's gotta be this or that. If it ain't sis, you can't miss. It's got to be you, brother. Can't you see it's got to be one way or the other? If it ain't for